Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us on the line now is Tommy Steiner, Policy Director for Signal, which is an Israeli policy organization focusing on China and Chinese-Israeli relations. Tommy, good afternoon to you, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Indeed, Tommy. Welcome on board the afternoon overdrive as we look at China's, as I would put it, sudden increasing concern over the Houthi attacks in the Red Sea. Just a bit of background here to set our conversation going. The Chinese economy grew in the first three quarters of 2023, but looks set to slow down this year. So, Tommy, my first question to you is, given how many months now have we witnessed Houthi attacks taking place in the Red Sea on maritime shipping, why China's sudden concern at these attacks? What do you make of that?
Well, first of all, it's not a sudden concern. They expressed concern, but at the same time, they're not doing much about it. In the sense that they're trying, it seems to me, that they're trying to mollify the Houthis by terminating their shipping company services to Israeli ports. At all, you know, not right. Only those, not to Eilat, but also to the Mediterranean ports of Haifa and Ashdod. So they are concerned, but no Chinese ship has been attacked by the Houthis, and one can only assume that the Houthis know which ships to attack and which ones they shouldn't be attacking.
Well, indeed, as you say, none of China's ships have been attacked thus far. So, but China, despite this, has raised in reports today a serious concern regarding maritime shipping attacks in the Red Sea. So, do you think that this will? It's heightened. They've heightened their concern about this. Will it affect its relationships with the Middle East?
Well, for start, not substantially. Well, it has not had a good effect on its relations with Israel to start with, because if you read the statement by the Chinese, the deputy permanent representative to the United Nations from last week, you can read in between the lines that they're trying to place that they're essentially trying to say that Israel has to reach a ceasefire and then there will be no attacks in the Red Sea. That's one way to read the statement.
Right.
Which is a bit problematic, at least from an Israeli perspective. And also from the evidence, it's simply caving in to terror and to attempt to boycott Israel, which is a shame.
Sure.
So, in that respect, the Chinese approach to the whole issue is quite problematic, especially considering the fact that China has a modest naval force in the Red Sea,
right?
But it has declined to join the US-led operation to try and keep the Red Sea open for international traffic.
Well, that's just the thing. As I mentioned, as I opened our conversation earlier on, it's looking the Chinese economy looking to slow down this year, given China's endeavor to increase its trade and its output to the Western world in particular, and especially through the Red Sea port. Now goods are having to divert around South Africa, which will impose extra costs and whatever. So,
yeah.
I guess now China is really coming on board about this.
Two things that are important to understand here. Most of the energy that China is importing from the Middle East does not come through the Red Sea, but rather through the Persian Gulf onto the Indian Ocean.
Okay.
That's the one thing that's important to remember. The second thing is, the issue of the Red Sea, from a Chinese perspective, is not only about the free passage of its own ships. The overall international traffic of shipping that goes through the Red Sea, if that is hampered, with ships going around all the way around to South Africa onto the Atlantic Ocean, that means that that damages the international economy overall.
Indeed.
That can create an increase, a spike in global energy in energy costs, especially oil and gas that is supplied to Europe via the Suez Canal and the Red Sea. So in that respect, it's a broader question. It's not only about the shipping per se of Chinese ships.
Right.
And yes, it is saying it raises grave concern, but if China really wants to do something about things, it doesn't simply express grave concern at the UN. The thing is that China is simply trying to keep low, maintain its position. It hasn't got much options because, as you pointed out, the economic situation at home is rather problematic. They've been suffering from economic stagnation and declining growth rates since the end of COVID-19 and for the past year or so. And the economic prospects are not looking good right now. So China is really out of options in that respect.
Indeed.
And as trying to keep on the sidelines, and is trying actually to say, well, Israel should reach a ceasefire, and then everything will come into place. Right.
Tommy, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you short. I'm so sorry. We have just about run out of time. My producers indicated to me that we've just got to keep in time with our show scheduling. But Tommy, thank you so much for joining us. I wish we could have unpacked that question a bit further. Tommy Steiner, Policy Director for Signal, an Israeli policy organization focusing on China and Chinese-Israel relations.